Speaker!
Order, order.
The first question for Bill English on his first day in the House as Prime Minister, sitting in the National front bench seat formerly occupied by John Key, was from the Leader of the Opposition, Labour's Andrew Little.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Does he agree with the Children's Commissioner, Judge Andrew Beecroft, that the level of child poverty means, quotes, this is not the New Zealand I grew up in, nor is it the New Zealand most of us want? If so, what responsibility does he take as Prime Minister for his government's record?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, we don't want our children growing up in persistent deprivation.
Mr English was then required to address his government's record on child poverty with this follow-up question from the opposition leader.
Why are there more children living in poverty today than 8 years ago when National took office?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, I don't agree with the member's assertion. Well, the New Zealand government publishes the most comprehensive measures of income of all developed countries in the world. And the most recent information is up to 2014, which is prior to changes in free doctor's visits for under 13s, the hardship package that was introduced under this government, and other measures that we're taking for smarter support for vulnerable families.
And they were the subject of the first bill put up for debate by the government under Mr English, the Children, Young Persons and Their Families, Oranga Tamariki, which means Vulnerable Children Legislation Bill, up for its first reading. And while poverty and deprivation dominated questions and debate in Mr English's first afternoon in the debating chamber as Prime Minister, a more controversial issue awaited him further down the list of questions, although it was trailered in this announcement before question time.
Petitions have been delivered to the clerk for presentation.
Petition of Dame Fiona Kidman, requesting that the House note that 511 people have signed a petition requesting that Solid Energy be stopped from sealing the Pike River mine and that the remains of the 29 men be brought home if humanly possible.
That set the scene for this question for the new Prime Minister from Mr Little.
Will he come with me after question time, have a proper meeting with the families, look them in the eye and tell them why he is ignoring their pleas?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, because that would be falling in with the Leader of the Opposition's view that there is a political decision to be made which may involve putting New Zealanders' lives at risk in one of the most dangerous workplaces, as we know, in New Zealand. The core issue here is to respect the distress of the families, but acknowledge that the decision about going in the mine is essentially one of safety, not politics, because that member would be the first to complain if more lives were lost because a politician overrode the law passed by this parliament.
Mr English continued to point to the law governing health and safety in the workplace in response to more questions from Mr Little.
Why doesn't he do the right thing, listen to the families, and fulfil his government's promise to do everything he can to get their men out?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, the government, of course, has explored at some length the possibilities with respect to retrieving the bodies from the mine, but it is not going to be in the position, or put in the position, where a political decision is made to put lives at risk in contravention of the law of this Parliament. The member seems to not understand that right now there's people putting up scaffolding around one-storey houses because that is what the law requires by the employers of painters to ensure that the risks are mitigated. And if he thinks they go to that trouble to fulfil their legal responsibilities, imagine what effort would have to be made to go to the trouble of protecting a single person from every danger in that mine.
And Mr English was reminded of a promise made by his predecessor, by the New Zealand First Party's deputy leader, Ron Mark.
Why will he not simply, to quote the Prime Minister, get some guts and do the right thing?
Order. The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, it is simply not the right thing for a politician to override our workplace safety and instruct people to put their lives at risk when those risks are likely to be unreasonable.
Prime Minister Bill English, I'm Tom Frewin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.